Can you do...
wait. The best part is my first suggested poke is Eric Hunter.
Hey,
oh, wow.
Me, Jason.
Oh, whoa.
Damn it. He poked me 2 seconds ago.
I have 5 pokes.
I'm going to poke you back as well.
One of them's over a year ago, and the most recent was about 7 months ago.
All right, Jason, this is getting ridiculous.
I am poking all of them. I only know 2 of these people.
Jason Lance poked you 6 times in a row. Stop it. It's too many pokes.
Well, while you two are poking each other, I'm going to find the show notes. Woo! Welcome to episode 101 of One More Podcastle, part of the Video Games Evolution Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I do not make a good pet, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and community manager for OneMoreCastle.com, and you must always keep me on a leash.
My name is Jason Lamb, a resident Canadian. And I just found out that Facebook still has poking.
It does. It most certainly does.
And he found out because he now keeps poking Hunter, who pokes him.
I've been
in
poked by Jason 7 times in a row. Story of my life.
This is quality podcasting right here. Facebook pokes, guys.
Yeah, Facebook's still a thing, apparently. I didn't know. I don't rarely on Facebook.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know why. Like, I don't know why that has not been my social media of not choice or of unchoice.
I mean, I'm
distaste.
Definitely more active on Twitter, but I'm still on Facebook. You know, like, it's just like I got so many family and friends on there. It's a nice way to communicate.
Fair enough.
I'm not hip enough for Twitter.
Just call people normally or go to their house.
Yeah.
But see, like, you guys live across a country... entirely, and I mean about 5 hours away. I mean, I can't just come hang out.
It's true.
You know,
yeah.
I'm still working on the tube technology.
It's quite the logistical challenge.
That
there.
Is quite the logistical challenge.
Well, once it's up and running, guys, I will let you know.
The tube.
The tube technology is.
Right.
Once it's completed.
Tell me more about this tube technology. Does it, too, need a leash?
Yes, because there's a series of tubes, much like the internet. But the DMV will still take about 13 seconds to get through. So
that's not bad. It'll take 13 seconds.
Yeah, but everywhere else is going to take like half of a second. You know what I mean? Like, just...
The key to the DMV is just get there early. That's all. Just get there early.
You see, that's the key for everybody, though, is to get there early.
Okay. Go on a Wednesday afternoon if you can. If you can't, well, that's normal.
And that's where you'll find Bailey, ladies and gentlemen, is at the DMV on a Wednesday afternoon.
That's where I hang out for a good time.
Just hanging out. That's never picked a number.
It's another Nintendo Legend pro tip.
At the DMV.
That is another Nintendo Legend pro tip right
DMV
there.
On a Wednesday afternoon. Call the hotline for that
pro
one.
Tip. Spinning graphics.
Speaking of hotlines that you have to ask your parents to call, have you played any old video games lately, guys? Because I like old video games, so I would love to hear about anything you've been playing.
I did. I played some Super Mario World on my lunch.
Hey! Wait. On your lunch?
Yes.
I'm guessing, on your phone?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't bring up the console, I mean.
No. I was at work. So it's
on
my
tablet.
On my work PC. Oh.
Yeah, and?
Yeah. I've played it before. It's good as always. There's nothing more you can really say about Mario. It's not a game that needs selling. It's like, well, if you don't know about Mario,
we're not here to sell Super Mario World. We're here to celebrate the feeling behind playing it.
It's just one of those games you can't really argue is bad.
I just like
it's
here
one
we
of
are
the Untouchables
asking for your reaction, like, Jason. what do you think of Super Mario World? And your first sentence is, I've played it before.
Yeah, I've played it before. It was good again.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of my days in university when instead of paying attention to a lecture, I just played Mario ROMs constantly on my laptop. It was, yeah. It was a great way to spend thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right, yeah. I mean, how else would you spend that money?
Yeah, exactly.
So
I mean, there is some news around the Mario world.
Do tell.
Is there?
Just in general. The official name of Yoshi. Did you guys see that?
What? No.
Really? You guys didn't see that?
I didn't. No.
According to I think it's like a Nintendo branding booklet that they sent out to like licensees and back in the day, his official name is something to the effect of T. Yoshisaurus Muchakoopas?
Muchakoopas.
So a scientific name. Like he actually has he's a real classified reptilian creature.
Yeah. So
that's true, they do name Mario as Homo Nintendonus.
Right. So he has a genus and a species.
Yes. Homo Nintendonus?
Yeah. We're Homo sapiens.
So Nintendo man.
Yeah, Nintendo man.
Basically. So I also learned today that Dr. Mario's doctorate is illegitimate.
Wow.
How dare you suggest that? Yeah.
No, that's from the mouth of Mr. Miyamoto.
Wow.
That's
a lot of malpractices.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Dr. Mario's not really curing anybody. You're just throwing, you know, pills into a petri dish and
yeah.
Oh god.
That's true.
Seeing what happens.
Granted, it is killing the bacteria in there, or the viruses. Yeah. Not bacteria. Viruses.
I'm going to start calling myself Dr. Lamb.
Yeah.
The things we do, we're inspired by Mario.
Yeah. I'm sure we can Photoshop a fake doctorate for you.
Sweet. I mean, just
Jason Lamb, PhD.
Yeah.
Resident Canadian.
Always wanted a fake PhD. Not a real one, just a fake one.
See, now I kind of want one, too. There's got to be a template online.
I'm okay not being a doctor, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I want to be a doctor.
I just think it speaks volumes that he went from being a plumber to being a doctor. Then he was like, and went back to plumbing.
Yeah.
It's an interesting career path. I mean, when you find your calling, you know.
Right. No, I mean, that's...
So what have you been playing that has inspired your life, Hunter? In profound ways.
Wow, that's profound.
Jeez. I picked up a terrible game. Or at least I don't know if it's terrible. I only played it for like 20 minutes, but it just doesn't...
Let us decide.
Yes. So it's called Dash Galaxy in the Alien Asylum.
It's stunningly average.
It's an NES game. You are Dash Galaxy, who was kidnapped by an alien race and is put into an asylum, and you have to complete challenges, so they're doing tests on you, I guess. I mean, I don't... And one part of the game is kind of like a top-down puzzle. You're shifting blocks around, trying to get into different tunnels, and then once you get into the tunnel, and it's a side-scrolling perspective where you're dodging bats and robots, jumping on trampolines to collect stars, and your life meter is actually your oxygen tank.
Sounds great.
So once you lose all your oxygen, you die. There is a suicide button.
Oh.
By pressing select, you deplete all of your oxygen and commit suicide. So I thought that was an interesting... It's a Data East game, which is what intrigued me to pick it up, because I was like, oh, Data East. I mean, they've got a lot of great titles under their belt. And so I picked it up, and it's pretty... It's overly average.
Yeah.
Just a lot of it doesn't make any sense.
I wrote on my blog that I didn't really find it interesting enough to feel compelled to play anymore. It's just kind of like, that's a game.
The cover art's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, the stars are beautiful. Yeah. beautiful 5-point stars.
Great stars.
And I'm also now officially the proud owner.
Proud owner
of River City Ransom.
Nice. Oh, such a good game. Barf.
I finally found a copy of the game out in the wild for a decent price.
No way. Out in the wild? No.
Yeah, I know, right? Wasn't even behind glass.
Wow.
And I've realized that's, as a collector, just randomly going out to hunt. That's one of the things that just infuriates me is when there's games behind glass.
Yeah.
Because then you just look like an idiot, like trying to peer through it. And you're like, well, what's that one? Because nobody stacks this shit, right? Like, it's all backwards and on top of itself. Half of the labels are ripped off. So you're like, well, what's that game? Like, I don't want to. Hey, could you unlock this? Clue Land. No, never mind.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't Bailey bring that once? I remember being a kid and going to Kmart. And they would have the boxes for the games on display. But to buy the game, like, you brought the ticket to the desk, you didn't bring the box. And right. I remember I wanted Super C. Like, oh, the sequel to Contra? Oh my God. So I'm like, hey, Mom, you know, buy me soup, whatever. So we bring the ticket up. I'm like, oh, we're out of stock. Like, we don't have it.
But we're not out of tickets.
And, like, yeah, like, child me. Like, even then, like, I remember raising my voice with this poor, hapless Kmart employee. I'm like, then why is the box there?
It's true.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Even now, like 20 years later, why was the box? Like, if you're at it, don't even. What is it? Jerks.
Yeah, I used to run into that a lot with Toys R Us
because
they do the same kind of ticketing system, and you know, in the way, at least how I perceived that this worked, was if there was a ticket, there is a game.
Oh, it makes sense. You have 12 copies in stock. You have 12 tickets. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, I understand putting high-priced items behind glass. I do. Because, I mean, it is simple for somebody just to walk out with it. You know, especially, like, some of the smaller cartridges, like Game Boy games and stuff like that. And I get that. I get it. But there's got to be a better way. Like, there's a shop near me where everything's behind glass. Hmm. I hate going to this shop. But I go. Because I'm addicted.
Actually,
to collecting.
Found there's a Half Price Books in my area that has a decent retro game selection. Should have taken photos or something when I was last time. Yeah, I didn't get anything that time. But
no, I mean, River City Ransom's good. It's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big fan of beat-em-ups. It's definitely not in my top five, that's for sure.
What?
But I mean, I don't know. I mean,
top five,
like, it's okay. Yeah, like, it's...
Name five beat-em-ups that are better than River City Ransom.
Okay.
On the NES, at least.
No.
Oh, we'll see. Now we're making restrictions.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, that's Nintendo freak over here. I'm like, what, really?
A little bit.
That's okay. I understand that. Not being top five all the time anywhere. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, like, the art style's really cool. The RPG aspects are great. I think it's funny that when you get the brass knuckles, he uses the overhead throw like he does everything else when he swings his fists. I thought that was funny. It's a charming game. It's interesting. But I don't know. I mean, it's. Yeah. I'm glad I got it. I mean, I'm going to play through it. I'm probably going to beat it sometime. But, you know, it was definitely one of those unicorn games that I've always wanted to get.
Unicorn games. I like that.
Yeah, that was nice.
Never been able to find out, and finally did, and picked it up. So, which, actually, the shop that I picked it up is a new one that I discovered, and it's manned by an over-talkative salesperson. And this guy, now, and I don't want to be, like, an asshole. Like, this guy's really nice. Like, he's a super nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's very knowledgeable. But the shop's kind of, like, in the middle of nowhere, and it's very off the beaten path of the main road. So, like, you have to know where it's at.
And he's desperate to make sales.
Yeah. And every time I go in there, it's dead. It's just me, you know. And we play the same song and dance. I come in. I say, hey, how's it going? He says, you know, good. Anything I can help you look for? I'm like, no, I'm just kind of searching around right now. And he's like, okay, well, hey, if you need any help, you just let me know. And I'm like, I'm not going to talk to the wall, man. Like, yes, if I need help, I'm going to talk to you. So
rub my magic lamp.
Yeah. So, and I'm wearing a Star Wars t-shirt, as I often do, because I'm a big Star Wars fan. So he wants to start talking about Star Wars. And I've already got my games, and he's checking me out. And they write everything down. Like, they'll write the name of the title of the game, the system it's for, and how much it costs.
How
I guess, just to keep track.
Of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, the guy's got great penmanship. I noticed that. I was like, wow, this guy writes really well. And we're talking about Star Wars and, you know, Disney and the new movies and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I bought a Sega Master game as well called Aztec Adventure, which is just awful. So I'll just leave that as it is. I actually skipped over the $2.99, just the cart, to purchase the $9.99 with the box and instructions.
Attaboy. Two extra.
And the game is still terrible. But now I've got the box, so I'm okay. So
that's the best.
But anyway, so he's talking to me, and maybe he wasn't just paying attention or what have you. But so he grabs the Aztec Adventure, and he starts writing down Genesis. And he gets to, like, the second E, and then he's like, oh, I messed that up. And he scratches it out and puts Master Genesis. I'm like, all right, man, anything you say to me after today will be null and void. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do this.
That's really
like,
good.
Mm-hmm. Does that make me a bad person?
It no. makes you an elitist prick. But
does it though?
But
like,
it's
fine with it.
I mean, within the retro gaming community, that's really funny. Yeah, that's good.
But just on the outside world, like,
yeah,
I'm an elitist. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. But I mean, to your credit and your defense, if he runs an old video game shop, he should know.
He should.
He should at least know what the names of the consoles that he carries are.
Oh,
called.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Or he should be able to read the box that says Sega Master System on it.
No.
Touche.
Master Sega.
I mean, Master Sega. So that's.
Let's see. His priority is carrying Sega Master City games. Sega Master City? I can't even say it. Look at that. Sega Master System games. Reading.
It's that blue Nintendo blood in your veins pumping through, confusing you.
Blue Nintendo. Well, you know, the peculiar choice to name a specific color of blood that must belong to Nintendo. I like that. It's the blue blood. It's Nintendo blood right there. I am Nintendo.
It's Nintendo blood. So, yeah. There you go.
Cool.
Dash Galaxy.
Nice. I've been playing Bailey.
I've been playing Barbie.
What? Why? Like the side-scrolling platforming Barbie game?
Yeah, for NES.
I thought you already reviewed that.
Jason, I play games I've already reviewed all the time.
But why this one?
Well,
of all the games. See, because Jason played Super Mario World.
Okay,
why would you play Barbie?
I have two reasons. Okay. I'm not saying they're completely legitimate. Reason number one, I wanted to do some research towards our showdown theme because I considered Barbie to be a candidate. It was almost my choice for tonight. So I noticed that she's not actually dressed all that great.
Yeah.
Right.
Number
whoa, spoilers. Giving away the end of the show.
What? Number two.
I'll just bleep it out.
Okay. It out. Sounds good. Number two, I was playing just to kind of challenge myself and see, is the game really as bad as I remember? Is it really as awful? And guys, you know what I found out?
It is?
No, it's actually a lot better than I remember. Well, hear me out. I'm not saying it's good, okay? But I noticed three things about Barbie that are pretty distinctive, especially for its era, the console, well, even later. But here's the point. Number one, I think it has the most unique projectile delivery system of all time. Like, not only does the longer you hold the A button determine how high you jump, and you can tap it for a little jump or hold it, but if you've never played Barbie on NES, you have this ball you can throw, and it works the same way. The longer you hold the B button, the farther it goes before it drops. Or you can just tap it, and it goes like hardly anywhere. It's just like you just drops it. That's super interesting. Like, why didn't more other better games have the... Maybe it was a bad idea, but just interesting. Number two, I actually got to like level 5 or 6. Like, I got past the boutique, which is the second group of two Like, I was actually, like, progressing, like, enjoying myself. It was kind of weird, kind of scary, kind of creeped myself out. I mean, I, like, died once and chose to continue. It's weird for me. I don't have time for stuff like that. Normally, when I play a bad game, I'm just like, ugh, I throw it away. Controller hits the floor. No, I kept playing.
Somebody buy this from me.
The puzzles are so...
I think puzzle's a very loose term in this scenario.
There's I mean, there's a cat sitting there, right? And you have this ball, and you can press the select button to choose between three different kinds of balls. And you have to figure out which one will make the cat do the thing that lets you progress. And that's like, there's quote-unquote boss fights where there's an animal, and you throw the right kind of ball, and it shoves the thing a few times. And there's this parrot, and you feed slash hit it with a ball, and it goes up and down, and then you can jump on it to... Interesting puzzles. Interesting. I'll use the word interesting. I overuse that word, but they're not. They're just, you know, it keeps you thinking. You don't understand right away. You're like, how are you going to get past this? And you just try each type of ball, and eventually one of them works. Number three, the protagonist animation, the sprite, uses like six or seven different colors.
How's that?
And for those who don't know. It's crazy. On the NES, normally three colors is the limit for a protagonist sprite animation. With really special developers like Capcom and the Mega Man series using a special sprite on top of a sprite to use more colors. That's why Mega Man is blue and blue and black and skin toned, because he has a head sprite and a body. But Barbie's like super colorful and big, so the graphics in that one very specific way are extremely impressive.
I never noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of like, huh, that's actually quite the technical achievement on that hardware. So yeah, play Barbie.
I mean, it's got to be the same scenario. They just got to be layering sprites. There's no other way to do it. At least not that I'm aware of, but still. Oh, yeah, no, I'm with you. It's kind of a... I don't want to use the term technical like marvel if, like... with Barbie, but it's... I mean, it's impressive, yeah. I mean, it's...
Like, did her hair get its own sprite mask, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's super flowy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, her hair is more graphically impressive than half the NES game protagonists.
But man, the rest of the sprites in the background, like, they're taking a beating because of it, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, and some of the art is so simplistic, it's almost depressing.
Also, it's a Barbie game.
It is a Barbie game.
There you go. Yeah.
But that's what I've been playing, so... Let's move on from my personal shame of the week and on to our listener email discussion question. Whoop, whoop, whoop. This week, it goes like this. Hello, men of gentle nature. Little does he know. As I'm of lazy nature, I didn't bother checking if this subject was tackled in a prior episode. Has someone ever recommended a game specifically to you? That person was convinced that you would love it, and you didn't care much for it? Then you told that person how average or bad the game was. He started an argument, things got heated, and a lot of people got involved. Some insults no one meant were thrown, and it kind of destroyed the dynamic of a group of friends. And since then, you kind of feel alone in the world and sob every night thinking you should have faked it? I don't know. It never happened to me, but I was wondering. Thanks for the great show every week. Jonathan. You can find him on Twitter at BigJonathan91, BigJonathan91. He's also our columnist for the My Two Gills column, which I really like because it's quasi-random thoughts on old video games. Sometimes very
funny. He's a very well-written man.
Yeah. He's a sharp guy, that Jonathan.
That guy there.
That guy. Yeah.
That gay.
Hey, you the buddy guy.
So, I mean... I never had an argument with the person who suggested these games that I was like, oh my god, these are awful. Normally I just kept quiet because I was like, I don't want to ruin this friendship because he's a super nice guy. And
Well, you're a better person than I.
So, I don't know, man, because my victim, I guess you could say, was Mr. Joe Walker.
Oh, uh-oh.
Of the backlog, Mr. Joe Walker. So, for those who may know, I run a little ditty on the side where I review indie games. PC indie games, to be more precise. And one of the games that he suggested to me was a game called McPixel,
mm-hmm.
Which was on sale for $1.99 during a Steam summer sale. So I thought, that's $1.99. Joe Walker. I mean, come on. It's the game's atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious. Like, I've played bad games before, but man... This one, so not to get too in-depth with the game itself, but so, it you know, it's MacGruber. Did you guys ever see the MacGruber short that was on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
And they made a...
Yes.
It's a...
MacGruber!
Right. So it's a parody on the show, and it's called McPixel.
MacGruber!
And it's, oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's kind of a random, you know, you get in these, like, 5 to 10 second scenarios, and you got to find a way out. And it's never by a conventional means, you know, like there might be a bomb and you got to do something with the bomb. So you feed it to the fat guy and then his stomach explodes and then everything's good. And it's a pixel. And then it moves on to the next. The game's awful. It's really, really bad. Like, it sounds funny. It's not. It's so bad. So I never told Joe. And then again... he's been going, he was on this kick for a while about Persona 4 for the PlayStation 2. Just big kick, man. Persona this, Persona this. And I happened to come across it. It was fairly inexpensive. So I was like, Joe, Persona 4, yes or no? And he's like, oh my God, get it. You'll love it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, great, man. Perfect. Because, I mean, you're 0 for 1 right now. So I buy it. And again, not to get too much into the game, but Persona 4 is a... it's a very Japanese RPG, mm-hmm. Revolves mm-hmm. around a bunch of kids in school who are kind of being terrorized by this very interesting dual dimension portals, whatever.
Of course.
The beginning of the game is 35 minutes of dialogue and cutscenes.
So it's like a Metal Gear game.
Yes. I didn't actually get to a fight or a battle until about 40 minutes and almost 50 minutes in. It's the first fight. And now, like any other RPG game that I play, for some reason, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I just don't get it. Like, my brain just can't wrap around, oh, you don't have any money, you don't have any weapons. But no, you can go around and start farming and start random. Oh, you're dead after the first fight. Sorry, start again. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So... and that's just me, what I think of RPGs in a nutshell. So I'm playing this game. I get to the first battle. I'm like, sweet. Like, it's kick-ass, man. It's 3D, and it's, like, spinning, and, like, the monster's huge. I was like, man, this is fun. Finally, I get to fight something. What are all these specials? Persona 1? Persona Alpha? What is this? This is amazing. I died. I lost the battle, and I died. Now, you only get the save at very certain spots in this game, and the last time I had the chance to save my game was about 25 minutes of cutscenes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't picked it up since. I've had that game for probably 6 months now, and I've put about 45 minutes about of gameplay, probably about 5 minutes of yelling and cursing after I died, and now it collects dust on my shelf. So
I gotta say, that is kind of awkward.
But again, never told Joe. So I think Joe's a good guy. But he's 0 for 2. So
that sucks.
Yeah.
Jason?
I've never, like, gotten a friendship-breaking fight with anyone, but if a friend shows me a game and I don't like it, I'll straight up tell them the game sucks. Even if they've invited me to the house. Be like, yo, you gotta check out this new game. I'm like, this is kind of shit. Let's do something else.
Just so you know.
Probably the biggest one. I have a friend who really likes the Rayman Rayman franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he gets a game, he gets us to play, and every time, just like, this is horrible. This is absolutely awful. And I think when Halo first came out, everyone was like, yeah, Halo, this is the best thing ever. And when I first played it, I'm like, I don't get it, guys. I don't get what's so good.
Halo's fun. Come on.
Yeah, what's wrong with Halo?
It's just not, it's not that good. It's overrated.
Okay.
I don't think it's overrated. I think it's, for you, yes, absolutely, that game is overrated. But from somebody who just strictly played console games until maybe 5 years ago.
Oh, no, I can see that.
Like,
I
that game's totally a Marvel, that. And not like the superhero comic book Marvel. Like,
yeah,
it's,
but like a...
It's a jewel.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can see that. But, I don't know.
So, for a member of the PC Master Race, what you're saying is it was kind of like an alien from what's equivalent to a 26th century technological planet coming to Earth and landing in the middle of Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And
thank
finding...
you for implementing Canada into there.
You like that?
That's right, good.
And I finding some rancher there and being like, this is what you think is...
This is good?
This is not sophisticated at all.
I couldn't get into it.
You guys are pretty primitive. Okay. I can see your point of view. I can see it.
You don't like it.
We don't like it. We can.
I don't mind it. I don't agree, but it's okay. It's right there. I can see it. It's cool.
Packed in a neat little PC Master Race box.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how I like it.
I have this friend.
Well, that's a lie.
Yeah. Stop lying to everyone.
Okay. There's this guy. This guy.
All right, seriously, quit lying, man. It's just
he was. There's no one else on the planet but me. There. All
right.
No, but longtime best friend, honorary best man at my wedding. Whatever. He last time we hung out, he recommended a phone game, like a mobile game. A phone? Did I just call it a phone game?
Yes, you did, Grandpa.
And I didn't really like it. But, like, we didn't fight about it. I just deleted it. We haven't spoken since. Well, we will talk again, probably.
What if you don't, though? Like,
yeah, that's all that game's fault. So I think the better story is when we were kids, me and this longtime best friend who lived across the street, we made the mistake of we went to Toys R Us to pick a new PlayStation game. But we didn't go just like me and him. He took his older brother. His older brother's a cool guy. Like, he... Not a bad guy or anything, but so here's the scene. Okay. Me and my friend are the big gamers. His older brother is kind of like the sometimes gamer. He's like, he's older than us. He's too cool for video games. He doesn't play as much. But he wants to have an opinion on what game my friend should get. And this is late 1990s. Okay. And so we go, there's all the PS1 games, you know, PlayStation, oh man. And, we actually narrow it down. And my friend wants to purchase Gran Turismo, which we had heard was a pretty good game. We like racing games. Hey. His brother, I remember this, he says, well, this looks pretty good. I think this looks pretty good. He picks up the tag thing for a game called Perfect Weapon. And I kind of sat back. Because I could already see the hallmarks of what a horrible game Perfect Weapon probably was. It had those pre-rendered backgrounds, which is odd for a beat-em-up. Just kind of crawl across the picture in the back. It boasted on the box that it had 6 whole levels. And I'm like,
whoa.
I can't imagine the game being good if it only has 6 levels. It must be either enormous or tiny. It just looks like crap. Whereas Gran Turismo actually had this great reputation. But my friend has this like sense of familial honor. And he actually ends up getting Perfect Weapon. And it was the most awkward thing in the world to ride home, pop this game in, and for me and his brother to watch my friend play this awful, horrible, non-fun-at-all game. And like try to perk him up like, oh, it'll get better. It's fine. Yeah, you just wasted $40.
It hurts.
That sucks.
That was bad.
It's a lot of money for a game that you'll never play again.
Yeah.
It was super awkward. I don't know if he actually paid $40, but I mean, I remember it. Still. I remember just feeling like I wanted to crawl into a hole and get away from the situation. Just watching him, just his face, just be like,
yeah.
Thanks for listening. I need to get this off my chest.
Well, it's hard, man, just in general, because it's like, no matter how well you think you know somebody, and you're like, oh, you'll love this game. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's always that. Because, like, I've had, like, my brother's recommended games to me, and I've really enjoyed them, the ones that he's recommended. But there's always something in it that just really pisses me off about it. Like, and it's usually something so small. So I don't know if it's, like, me trying to find something wrong with it. Because I was like, well, what does he know? He can't recommend games to me. I'm the juggernaut. But I
know what it is.
Like, but then you know, that might just be my personal. I do that with movies too. It's like, I'll be really enjoying a movie, and then I'll see a bad like cut, you know, where it's like the side to side they're really close together, but then from the angle they're like 3 feet apart, and you're like, okay, my depth perception's not that bad. I know that this is bad. That's a bad cut. That's really bad.
If I think too hard about a movie's plot and discover one or two holes, it, like, ruins my enjoyment. I know it's my own fault. Like, just watch the movie and enjoy the movie. It doesn't have to be perfect, but we're sitting there thinking, well, if they wanted to get to the bottom of there, and why'd they use the skis when there's a car over here? They could have just... Yeah. Movies.
Tell me about it.
Well, they're one of the most popular forms of entertainment on the planet today. They consist of moving images accompanied by sound. For a while, they were actually silent and not even in color.
Okay. And then when they started having sound, they were known as talkies.
Talkies!
So,
I think they should just bring back the tradition of having like a musical background and then some subtitles that interject between every...
Yeah. Bring back the live organ player in the theater.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Playing every... Cool. Time the exact same tunes. That's how you make people go insane,
guys. I'm quashing your arguments right now. Time for a music break. That was Get Down by Disco Dan, a Mega Man 3 remix of Snake Man's theme. Oh, good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
anyone who doesn't know, the Retro Showdown is the part of our podcast where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We'll have 1 minute each to introduce our choice. We're pretty much going to spend the rest of the show arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to vote for your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully, one of our arguments will sway you, or at the very least, entertain you. Now, let me see here. 2 episodes ago, the theme was great developers, odd beginnings, about video game developers of strange early games, and the winner was this guy, Eric Bailey. Mm. Me. I won. Taboo. It beat out Rescue Rover and Gridiron.
What?
So, suck it. I know. I couldn't believe it either. No. But it won. Sorry.
Do people not realize that Taboo's not even a video game? Have we gotten? We went through that, didn't we?
We did.
I could have swore that we did. Iron.
We went through that too.
Well, I mean, that was, you know,
legend.
The hell.
So yeah, I won. I've won.
Lame.
Except for that one time Tom Hall guest hosted. I'm on a little bit of a roll right now.
So I don't like that.
I'm on a streak. I think I've won twice in a row. If you don't count that one between the two. You know, I've won 2 out of the last 3 times. I'll put it that way. So, yeah, pretty strong. Pretty strong. But tonight, new showdown, new theme. Tonight's theme is best dressed. That is the best dressed protagonist. So games with well-dressed protagonists. That's our theme. Deal with it.
Nice.
Yeah, so... I picked a good game. You guys ready to find out?
I'm ready to find out how bad your game is.
Okay.
You may begin.
Handsome. Dangerous. Debonair. Who else do you know that can overthrow tyrannical plots of world domination while wearing a tuxedo?
Me.
He's classy. He drinks martinis. He experiments between blazers that are navy and the occasional black. He's James Bond in GoldenEye for Nintendo 64. What can I say? The game. It's one of the most popular games of all time. On the box, it mentions the Game of the Year award from an organization that didn't just judge video games. No, no, no. They decided that GoldenEye won over games like chess and dodgeball. I mean, this is a very fun, very great, huge, enormous game. 4-player, first-person shooter, polygons, has everything. GoldenEye for Nintendo 64.
Okay.
It's good that Hunter, I go next. It gives Jason more time to pick another game.
God, what can I pick?
I don't know. What can you pick?
I don't know. Oh, I'm just going to pick something stupid.
So just like any other showdown.
Yeah, real showdown. Much.
Why change from the stupid game you already had picked?
There we go. Are you ready, Hunter?
I've been ready.
Just go.
All right. Well-dressed people come in all shapes and sizes. In the case of my pick, this well-dressed man sheds his political suit and red tie for a pair of green pants, a single green suspender, and a mustache. His name, Mike Haggard, and Final Fight for the Super NES. Story of Final Fight involves the abduction of Mayor Mike Haggard's daughter, Jessica, because he would not work with the Mad Gear Gang to ensure their dominance of the streets. When the Mad Gear thug Damned contacts Haggard and informs him of the dire situation, Haggard calls up his daughter's boyfriend, Cody, and the two vigilants head into the streets of Metro City to bust Mad Gear skulls, fighting their way through the hordes of goons littering the city. Final Fight for the Super NES.
Damn you both. Fine. I'll just...
How do
can't
you
beat a mustache,
Schaden
man.
Freud?
Can't beat a mustache. Try as you may.
Yeah, you can.
Try as you may.
Yeah, you can be.
Can't beat a mustache.
Fine. Here we go.
He's in so much pain right now. It's
he sounds so defeated.
I've changed my game last minute.
Oh, jeez. Uh-oh.
So I'm just going to ramble like normal. Do you like your fellas tall? Do you like them emotionless, perhaps mute? Do you like them to wield a battle rifle and mow down endless swarms of the Flood? If you answered yes to all those questions, then I guess you're like the Master Chief in Halo Combat Evolved.
Wow.
For the Microsoft Xbox. Not only does his green suit accurately show his genetically enhanced physique, his visor makes him mysterious. That's Halo Combat Evolved.
It's true.
Featuring the Master Chef.
The Master Chef.
For the Xbox.
You can suck my golden gun, Jason.
Wow.
That's actually, you know what? That's the most brilliant move you could have made given the circumstances. That's pretty darn.
It's true.
I'd that's, like everyone to ignore the fact that I said I did not like the series not 10 minutes ago.
No, wait, Jason. I thought you said you didn't like this game.
No, it was a trick.
But didn't you? I recall you using certain words to describe your impression of this Halo game. Words like horrible? I'm pretty sure I heard you say, and I quote, "This is shit," unquote. Was that you?
Simplistic.
That was the guy who looked like me.
You got guys
oh,
like that too?
You mean Lace and Jam.
Lace and Jam.
Yes.
Was it Lace and Jam?
Yes, it was Lace and Jam.
Lace and Jam said
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Was it really Lace and Jam? Was it Mr. Jam?
Or are we speaking to Mr. Lace and Jam right now?
No. Now you're speaking to...
Let's see. Hunter. Yeah. Hear me out. Lace and Jam is the guy who hates console games and loves PC games.
Yes, now you're speaking
This is Jason Lamb.
Yes.
Who hates PC games.
Yes.
And loves console games. And will endlessly ooze about the superiority of dedicated gaming hardware.
You can't
don't
beat
you,
it.
Jason.
Yes.
Do
you
tell.
See, when you develop for a single piece of hardware, it means developers have the time to squeeze every ounce of power out of those chips.
Yeah, and wouldn't you agree, Jason Lamb, that such a developmental environment is organically conducive to superior first-person shooter play?
Yes, playing with the controller the size of a country is great.
I think what really gets me for Halo is just the precise aiming that you have with the dual analog. Like, there's no auto-targeting whatsoever. Like, you've got to be really... Wouldn't you agree, Jason?
Yes, it makes... Oh, it's great. People aren't good win. And enjoy themselves.
This is amazing. I want Jason to win
now. Now, Jason Lamb. Would you consider yourself a Microsoft fanboy? Like, are you a Microsoft follower exclusively?
All consoles are good, but Xbox Bones, your mom?
I didn't know that she was in the running to be pwned, as you said. Yeah. That's
I'm crying.
Okay, let's get back on track, shall we?
Broken.
Have they come out and said that he was genetically modified human being? I thought that was still like a secret thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, he's in some program. He's a cybernetically enhanced super soldier.
Cybernetically enhanced.
Okay, I thought maybe like it was kind of like that whole thing, like, is he a robot or is he not, or...
I think on the first one, there's some doubt, but since then, they've kind of been like, yo, we're going to tell you everything to ruin the mystery.
Just like a traditional console game would do.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah. So, Jason Lamb.
Yes.
There's been some talk that, I've actually heard some people... legitimately say this and believe this opinion, that Master Chief has supplanted Mario as the most recognized and most significant mascot in gaming today. Would you agree?
No. I mean, yes. I have to argue for my game. Forgot about this.
Forgot where I was
for a second.
Yes. He's so generic that you can't help but recognize him when you see other things. It's a genius tactic.
It's true.
Yes. True. He even has a great name, John. His really? Name is really John.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. John, yeah. The Master Chief.
I know it's a big, bald, white dude who does the voice for him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
So Jason Lamb.
Yeah.
As a lover of console first-person shooters, elucidate for me on what makes Halo superior to GoldenEye.
Well, you see, Halo had something called twin analog sticks. And that's where the argument
sticks, huh?
That's where the argument ends. Because so nothing else is needed.
It's pretty that's a pretty good argument, not gonna lie.
Controls aren't everything.
Oh yes. Yes, they are.
They're pretty big. That's a pretty big
Yeah. Of all the genres.
Yeah. I might be digging my own hole here.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes
down that road.
Sometimes they want to move, look up easily without hitting a yellow C button and slowly, awkwardly.
Well, you can hold down R, do free aim. Free aim.
Right. That was comfortable.
When it comes to GoldenEye versus Halo, I can't go down the graphics route either.
No.
So I can't go with control.
I don't even think you can go down the nostalgia route anymore. Because with Halo and the LAN and LAN parties,
it's pretty huge.
Yeah, I mean that's
you know, okay, but my game, GoldenEye,
yes,
one of the best licensed games ever. I mean, it's based on a movie and it turned out to
be
pretty darn good game.
It was a good
best licensed game of all time.
Yeah,
Halo. Own original story and characters.
Yeah.
Boo.
How dare they?
Bah, humbug.
Nobody wants new ISPs or IPs.
No.
IPS.
IPs.
IPs. Nobody wants IPs. New IPs.
You what?
I mean, so Final Fight, for instance, was created to be a sequel to Street Fighter, and then they changed their perspective to a side-scrolling beat-em-up game after the success of Double Dragon in the arcade. So, I mean...
Hunter, your game is not a shooter, so nobody plays it and nobody cares.
Okay? I know, but beat-em-ups are like comfort food for gamers. Like,
this,
you can just indulge yourself in them.
Video
it's
game
beautiful.
Discussion. We are real gamers here. We only play shooters. Shame on you.
But there's so few retro shooter games.
And yet that's all anyone ever played. Shooters.
It's true.
Shooters.
Murder simulators.
Yeah. You know what?
I actually heard somebody use that term once. Like, really? In a real conversation.
Nobody even dies in your game, Hunter. They just turn into flowers. Like,
yeah, I can't even remember what game he brought. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Streets
Final
of Rage.
Final Fight.
It was like
the only game we're voting for this week. The only
voting
unique
for,
title.
Was that a mayor joke? Was that a mayor Mike Haggard joke?
Hey, man. Mike Haggard. He's...
He's a mayor.
Man. He's something else. He is a force to be reckoned with. I can honestly say that Final Fight was one of those very few games as for me growing up as a child in my parents' house. That I had legitimately skipped school just to play.
Wow.
Yeah. There's only a very small handful of those games. And Final Fight was definitely one. I got the game for my birthday.
My birthday!
Love that game. Nobody wanted Final Fight Guy. Guy. Oh, man. Mike Haggard was where it was at.
Can I save you a little bit of shame, Hunter?
Sure.
You know there's not actually a D at the end of his name, right? It's just Haggard.
Yeah. It's just Haggard.
Oh, am I saying Haggard?
Yeah.
He looks kind of
haggard looking.
Yeah.
He is a haggard guy.
Haggard Mike Haggard?
That works. Haggard my Haggard?
there's nothing more satisfying just picking those guys up and then just like doing this wicked body slam.
You know, so good. You know, I think there actually is something more satisfying: shooting someone in the face.
Right, because that takes skill, pulling a trigger, not you know, going toe to toe with somebody who's 10 times your size and then winning the match. No, that's
squeezing that takes a trigger. Skill. Yeah. You know, sloppily thrusting your hand towards someone's face.
Yeah.
Oh, we're fighting.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Even when those sometimes those guys got baseball bats. Sometimes those guys got knives.
I mean, sometimes those guys got knives, huh? Well,
sometimes those guys got knives.
Throw your knives.
You had to beat up an entire family.
You have to shoot everyone in Russia.
Did you kill aliens? Right,
you got that. No, in Jason, but your game, let's go the Flood. I mean, come on. That's like one of the most hellish races in any game that I've ever played was the Flood.
Yeah.
You don't know how they got like that.
Way to go, Lace and Jam. You idiot. Way to go. Ugh.
Whoa. Whoa. You don't know how the Flood got like that. They could have been like peaceful and then...
What? No, they're mutants.
Yeah.
No, wait. Okay, wait a second.
Who mutated them?
I actually have a question that might be relevant to the whole idea of our podcast and actually bothering to do this for 100 more episodes.
Well, nobody wants to hear it, Bailey.
I
we
know.
We want the same
the
silly
problem.
Bullshit we've been doing.
Am I the only one who picked a game on the basis of the theme this week?
Hello? This guy.
Explain.
Jason, are you sending a fax? What is that?
I think that's a truck backing up outside.
Yeah, it sounds like it's exactly what it sounds like.
I mean,
like.
I know you're in the retro games, man, but you know, you can upgrade your communication
technology. I was playing Halo on my
fax
machine.
I got a dot matrix printer. Oh, nice.
No, okay, here's why. Mike Hager is the mayor of Metro City, okay? He is the mayor. Somebody who just refuses to get their hands dirty. Gets his daughter kidnapped, which I don't know about you guys, but I've seen 1,000 times in the movies. And nobody immediately goes to rip their shirt off and then head to the streets? That, my friends, is a very well-dressed man.
He's not wearing a shirt!
Don't forget the mustache. But he's wearing that mustache.
It's not something that
he,
you put on,
he has
though.
A beautiful Freddie Mercury mustache.
He's pulling
guys,
it off.
The category is not most handsome or best facial hair. It's
well-dressed.
Dressed.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's like half-dressed.
But yet, he's still dressed, though. He's bold enough to go against the grain.
Green pants and one suspender.
Yeah. How amazing is that? you don't see that out and about.
I will give you, that does take courage to wear. I mean, the guy has massive balls in so many ways. Don't get me wrong. No one's questioning that.
Yeah.
But it's not best dress. It's...
I disagree.
James.
He's a pretty good dress guy.
You got to look outside. See, now, Bailey, you went for the Covenant, the easy choice, which is a tuxedo. I was thinking outside the box.
You know, sometimes it's okay, like, to have a box.
No.
Sometimes a box is fine. Sometimes it's perfectly okay to enjoy the box.
No, nobody
See,
wants to be in
You don't
no.
I was have originally to go gonna... outside the box just for the sake of having the box. It's like, I'm going to wake up today, you know, breathing oxygen is too mainstream. I'm just going to live in the magma and breathe rocks and heat. For the rest of my life.
Sulfur,
yeah.
You
See
you
how
mean
long
sulfur?
That lasts you.
Yeah.
You
know what? I will admit I was originally going to stick with the box, but you forced my hand by bringing that game.
Oh! Are you trying to tell me that Halo is outside the box? Because that's the most inside the box choice you could have
possibly
brought.
What are you talking
about?
He's a big military guy from the future?
That single-handedly launched.
No, they're not in,
the
from the future. They're in the future.
Genre oversaturation the industry has ever seen.
Sorry, did you say he launched? So you mean he was unique?
No.
I mean, that's kind of... it's original? Yeah, I mean, that kind of...
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Here's my thing with my issue with Master Chief being considered the best or the most well-dressed is there's thousands of him. Like, yeah. You play multiplayer, it's 8-on-8. Like, there's 16 of these guys running around.
Yeah. Explain that, Layson. In my game, that's several years older than yours, at least the different characters you can pick in multiplayer look a lot different from
each other. Mine have different colored armor. And the later ones, you can modify them.
My different characters have an entirely different move sets and attitudes and ambitions.
You both make me sad.
Mine was a third-person shooter at one point.
Oh, God, have you seen that footage? It looks terrible.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I know it's beta stuff or alpha stuff, but I'm like, it just looks bad. Like, yeah. I don't need another, Body Harvest or whatever it was called?
Yeah.
Like, that game's terrible. Yeah. I don't need another one of those games.
It's not that terrible.
It's not that good either.
Yeah, so, it looks pretty bad.
It all looks bad.
It was overambitious.
Pierre,
for its time.
Back when he wrote the Atari poop column, he once famously called Body Harvest the worst looking Atari 2600 game of all time.
That's amazing.
It's one of my proudest moments as an editor on OneMoreCastle.com was reading that sentence, just stepping back.
How wasted do you have to be to come up with something like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's not normal high level thinking.
Yeah. No, he reviewed it as an Atari game. He's like, wow, this is the worst.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
go back in the archives, people, to the Atari poop column. He retired it, but he had quite a run.
Wasn't that one of them that like sparked like the huge like flame war from those Atari Age forums? Or which one was that?
Yeah, they've was had that a the couple one? Threads okay. on their site dedicated to that because they didn't get the joke. Like, it's satire. It's like the
Onion. Yeah, they didn't
you
get
have
the
to
satire.
Buy into it a little bit. I had to go like form an account on Atari Age and like say hi. I own the site.
Just want you guys to know it's for fun.
It's a joke.
Yeah, we're not setting cartridges on fire or burying them in a mythical desert.
Yeah.
So
we don't actually think that the game was designed to be a Soviet mind reading communism device.
No. Nice. I love the internet.
Wonderful. What's this world coming to?
You know, the guys on Atari Age are cool. I think it's just a few people that were like.
Yeah, and it was probably. I think they were like members who'd only been around for like a couple of months. And
probably. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I do remember seeing links on there to our, like, hey, check this out. It's hilarious kind of thing, but who knows?
Well, the problem we had is that Atari Poop used to post on Mondays. And when we launched One More Castle, we launched it, you know, I don't remember what day of the week, but the point is, for like a week, it was one of only a few things on the site. So here we are, this huge push, you know, onemorecastle.com, new collaborative retro gaming website. And then everyone comes to the site and they read this Atari Poop article. And it's very strange and different. And people are scratching their heads like, I thought this site was going to be good for retro gaming. I think they're making fun of it. And so just good times. We've had a good history.
You know who you know those kinds of people? Those kinds of people bring GoldenEye Halo to retro showdowns. That's what those kinds of people are.
No, okay, no. Hunter, you can't play the hipster game right now, because if you were truly trying to be outside the box, you would have picked Mighty Final Fight on the NES rather than Final Fight.
No, I wanted to pick a good game, Bailey.
Oh, you.
Come on.
Damn. Mighty Final Fight's not that bad.
No, it's not.
Right?
It's not that bad.
It's
okay.
For a parody game, it's not that bad.
Yeah, GoldenEye's not bad for a parody game.
I hate you because that made me smile.
Oh, man. This is too much. It's too much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can't sit here and say Final Fight sucks either. This is a problematic showdown for me. This is problematic.
It's because he brought GoldenEye. That's why it's a problem.
It's my fault now. Well, that's what you get for letting me go first. Listen. Let me go second or third every once in a while.
See, that's the thing,
maybe,
man.
The whole
thing
will be ruined.
I didn't even think of GoldenEye.
The first thing that came to my mind.
Same.
Well, second.
And then I chose not to pick it.
Yeah, like I didn't.
It was either GoldenEye or Barbie. It was one or the other.
Like the one
played Barbie, and I was like, she's not actually that well dressed. So.
Yeah. I was gonna bring Hitman 2.
See, that would have been cool.
Yeah, nobody would vote for it though, because he brought Goldeneye. Yeah,
no, nobody's gonna vote for it because I brought Final Fight. I don't know how many times I have to say this,
dude. No one. Dude. Final Fight.
Dude, Final Fight is amazing.
Yeah.
It changed my life.
I look forward to seeing how the votes fall. If you guys want to add commentary on games, feel free to leave comments on the site, because I want to hear your final arguments. Jason, why should anyone vote for Halo?
Murder innocent aliens in the future.
Innocent?
As a giant green guy who represents the oppressive nature of the American military system.
Thank you, Lace and Jam.
Lace and Jam.
I hate that game.
I can't wait to hear from Lace and Jam next episode.
Yes,
wacky
that'd be great.
Things he has to say. Hunter!
Hey, what?
Why should anyone vote for one of the most classic beat 'em up experiences of all time, a storied example of retro gaming tradition?
I mean, it's pretty damn perfect, man. Like, coming from the arcade to a Super NES port, even though it's missing an entire character and an entire level, it's
so good.
My God, man. Like, it's just, there's very few games that I can honestly say that when playing it feels so gratifying. Like, there's just something about it. Like, when you do something, you're like, man, like, you can feel it. Final Fight's got that. You should definitely vote for Final Fight.
My argument for Goldeneye is, come on.
Don't do it.
Come on.
Just don't do it.
Come on. Come on. That's our showdown, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I want to give a shout out to the people who commented on the live stream. Jonathan Higgins, Richard Core, Derek Moore, Alex Weiss, Christopher Schwartz. Wow, they dominated the board for a while. I know.
Yeah, I was just going back through them like, good grief.
Mega Silver X, Kashif Hassan. My family used to watch. They don't now. Should I be offended?
I would be.
Should I be worried about that? Yeah, totally offended. And you know what? To the rest of you, to the other people who watched but didn't comment, you're awesome too. Remember, we broadcast Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. Central. We tweet the link from One More Castle on Twitter. If you want your question to be featured on the listener email discussion portion, shoot us an email. It's podcast@onemorecastle.com. Hunter, do you have any shout-outs, any toy recommendations?
You can follow me on Twitter as well, @EricHunter. My indie game review blog is IamEricM.com. Geez, toy recommendations. I got a ring of duct tape today.
Cool.
And it's not ducked with a T, it's a duck with a K. It's got a little fancy duck on it. It's an inside joke between my dad and I. Actually, today's his birthday, so happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, happy birthday to the elder statesman of the Hunter Clan.
Yeah, that's right.
Jason, any shout outs? Any wacky Canadian news?
You can follow me on Twitter @JasonLam and visit my website, jasonlam.org. And I'm going to give a shout out to Tom Hall, who's been answering my questions about cheese anonymously for the last 5 minutes. Yeah, Ask FM.
Supposed to be anonymous, Jason.
Well, he's not watching, so.
Yeah. I don't have any special shout-outs this week, but I do have one reminder. OneMoreCastle.com has our own shirts now, including the Fighting Cheap Cheats. Best shirt on the web. If you want to know how to get one, ask me on Twitter. I'm @Nintendo_Legend. Or just go to OneMoreCastle.com and click the shop link. Whatever.
Oh, you gave away the secrets!
Oh, sorry! Last but not least, dear audience, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!